what Amnesty International has really called for is for the Philippines government to establish actually a really clear and very short timetable for ending martial law. This is a very, martial laws in the Philippines are very sensitive. In fact, we're now seeing an extraordinary session of the joint houses of Congress happening tonight to discuss martial law. But really, the problem is, one, that this is the first time that martial law has been declared in the Philippines since the time of the dictatorship of Ferdinand Marcos. And so the country as a whole is very sensitive about it. And, of course, the people down in Maguindanao have a very terrible memory of the atrocities that occurred under martial law. Although, in fact, I should say Amnesty International, I was just down there in Maguindanao, and so far, fortunately, we haven't seen any evidence of systematic abuses. The second issue is that that province, Maguindanao, is in the grips of a very serious insurgency. The main insurgent group, the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, and the government have just resumed peace talks, in fact, this week. And so the situation is very sensitive, and having thousands of new troops go into the area endangers that very fragile situation in which some 120,000 people have been killed over the last few years. And third, because the November 23rd massacre that occurred is primarily a criminal law investigation, and so there is some huge lack of clarity about exactly what legal processes are going to be followed under martial law. And so for those reasons, Amnesty International has called for the government to basically clarify a very quick exit strategy out of martial law as soon as possible.
What are the conditions like in Maguindanao? I don't know if I should say conditions or reaction has been in the aftermath of last month's massacre.
This massacre, of course, in which 57 people, including a number of women and 30 journalists, were killed in cold blood. And, you know, I should say they were shot. So this was not a bombing or something. This was a very cold-blooded, close-range, execution-style killing of a huge number of people has shocked not just Maguindanao, but the whole country. So there is a huge amount of revulsion and fear, because the people who are implicated in this killing are, in fact, closely associated with the governor of this province and this one family, which has several governorships, for the former governor, congressmen, and mayors of several of the major townships. So there's a huge amount of fear. But as bad as this was, there is also a sense that maybe, in fact, this is so bad that the government will have to act to address the terrible situation in Maguindanao. And so there is hope now that the response to this will be on the part of the Philippines government to clean up the warlords, essentially, that they have created and fostered and relied on in that area.
Because I know that the government of President Gloria Arroyo has been criticized because there is a feeling by some observers that her government sort of made some deals or at least looked the other way in getting political support from some of these warlords.
There should be no doubt about this. I mean, Amnesty International in its reporting from this area as early as August of 2008, again in October, again in February of 2009, warned the government that its policy of creating armed civilian militias was resulting in a real spike in human rights violations. The government's view has been to arm these civilian militias to become, and this is their word, force multipliers for the government security forces. What is very clear is that, in fact, by and large, these civilian militias are well-armed, but very poorly trained, almost no training at all, and completely unaccountable. And so this is a recipe for disaster, and unfortunately, the disaster was this massacre on November 23rd.